Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Starting this Saturday at Busch Stadium and Ballpark Village is the Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up. It is the 28th annual Winter Warm-Up as we get ready for the Cardinals to report to spring training in Florida and then for the regular season to begin after that. And to talk about Winter Warm-Up with us, it is the Executive Director of Cardinals Care, Michael Hall, is in studio with us. Good to see you, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So, are you ready to go? Oh, by the way, we should mention that Amy and I will be broadcasting from the winter warm-up at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village, where our KMOX setup is. We're going to be there from 9 to 11. It also had, and this is going to be on Monday, this also happens to be inauguration day, so we're going to have inauguration coverage starting at 11, so Amy and I will be leading up to that.
And so, it also happens to be National Championship Football Game Day.
But a lot going on.
So there's a lot going on that day. It's a big day.
So you got to be ready for winter warm-up, Michael. It's just a few days away.
We're ready. We're excited. Looking forward to having another great event. Been a lot of feedback, and a lot of folks have been reaching out, and so we're looking forward to it.
Okay, so you've been with the Cardinals a long time, over three decades. This is the 28th winter warm-up, so there's never been a winter warm-up without Michael Hall.
That's true.
Yes. So,
I had to think about that when you say it like that. Yeah. But yes, that is true.
So,
but, yeah, imagine over the years it's grown, it's changed, it's evolved. What can people expect this year?
Yeah, so it has changed from the times where we were at the Millennium Hotels where it started, and then you know our friends over at the Hyatt, and now we're on our campus, if you will. So, it has evolved. It has changed. Some of the things that we'll do new this year compared to last year's event, first of all, our hours are different.
You used to start on Friday, right?
We start on Saturday.
It's Saturday. No, did it used to
no,
on Friday?
No, it never.
Oh,
it
didn't?
No, it was
okay,
always
okay.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So we're still 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, but Monday we're 9 to 1. Okay. We used to be 9 to 3, so that's a difference. One of the things we also added this year is the opportunity for fans to get their photo taken with Cardinal Hall of Famers in their red jackets. And so we have Ray Lankford will be there on Saturday, and we have Vince Coleman and Ozzie Smith on Sunday. And fans can secure tickets for that opportunity by going to the website, cardinals.com/WWU for that.
And then the tickets for that, sorry, that's separate. Is that a separate ticket, you said, from the winter warm-up?
Yes.
Ticket? Okay.
Yeah, so the way it works, there's admission tickets for warm-up, and that gets you into the event. And then there's autograph tickets. So each player, you have to have an autograph ticket for that player. And the autograph tickets is a donation to the foundation, because winter warm-up is a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And so you secure your tickets for an autograph through the website as well. And so we added this other opportunity of photos, because some fans like to get their photos taken with people instead of getting autographs. So we thought we'd try it with our Cardinal Hall of Famers this year.
So the main stage stuff is that's open to the public. You don't have to have a ticket for that. And we're talking like Q&A sessions, which a lot of times, other than the autographs or now the photo opportunities, this tends to be one of the more popular parts of fan fests, where people get the opportunity to ask questions, whether it's of the general manager or players or whatever, right?
Yes, no, that's exactly right. And in fact, that's another new feature for this year. Last year, to get into Ballpark Village, you had to have an admission ticket. So it's open to the public this year. So on the stage in live in Ballpark Village, that's our main stage. And we'll have activities and content throughout the weekend. You know, for instance, on Saturday, our president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, he usually kicks it off for us, and he'll be up on main stage with doing some Q&A. We'll have some players throughout the day doing some Q&A. And then on Sunday, we'll do a talking baseball panel with our assistant GMs. And then I think in the afternoon, we're going to have Ricky Horton and Kenny Daly and Andy Van Slyke on stage, just to recognize them as part of that 1985 championship team, or league championship team, National League team. So
40 years. Cool.
It's 40-year anniversary that we'll be celebrating this year, too. So, you know, the main stage is it's neat. It's an opportunity for fans to just really get a chance to see players and ask questions to our front office execs.
That's awesome. Do you know, you mentioned again that it's a fundraiser, which I think is a really important reminder for everyone. If you're buying tickets and you're thinking, I pay extra for autograph. Well, it's awesome that it's a donation. It's going to Cardinals Care. Do you know how much you guys have raised over the years for Cardinals Care through winter warmup?
No, that's a great question. I don't. You know, it varies each year, the amount that we actually raise. You know, obviously based on attendance and purchasing of the tickets. It is our one of our largest fundraisers. It really sort of literally sets the tone for us for the year, kicks the year off for us from a foundation standpoint, and kind of sets up what we're going to do for the throughout the rest of the season. And having our largest fundraiser at the very beginning of the year is great. And it's, you know, just an opportunity for the organization as well to welcome fans and start talking baseball and start thinking about the spring and spring training.
For people who are interested to know what happens to the money that gets raised and what Cardinals Care does with it, what specifically can you tell them?
Yeah, so I can break it down in really sort of four pillars, if you will. The first is we give money back to the community, back to other nonprofits that support kids. We do it via grants. Our grants are smaller in size. Typically, they're between $1,000 and $5,000. And we give out anywhere from 130 to 150, 60 grants each year. We also have two baseball programs. We have one program called Redbird Rookies. It's for kids ages 5 to 13. It's a non-competitive development league for baseball and softball. And then we also have the Cardinals Nike RBI program, which is for kids 14 to 18. And that's a more competitive league. So we support that. And then lastly, we have ball fields that we have either built or renovated in and around the area. We have 24 fields that are under the Cardinals Care umbrella.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that many.
And it makes baseball accessible to kids who otherwise might not be familiar with the sport, might not grow up playing. I think it's easy to take it for granted that, you know, like so many kids in St. Louis play soccer or think, oh, yeah, every kid has a chance to play baseball. But it's just not true. And so to be able to open up those opportunities, if you want to play baseball and you live in the city or wherever you may live, that's awesome to grow the game that way.
Yeah, that's one of the more rewarding parts of the job is being able to provide baseball to a lot of kids, boys and girls, baseball, softball, that may not have the opportunity or may not have the equipment or may not have the green space in their community. They don't have a field. And so to be able to support that and be able to provide that is really cool.
Winter warm-up, again, starts on Saturday and it runs through Monday. What is your favorite part of the winter warm-up every year?
You know, there's a couple things I enjoy. You know, we have our alumni group that does a really great job of keeping our alumni involved. And as Amy so graciously pointed out, I've been there for 3 decades. That sounds so long.
He started when he was four. That was amazing. He was 4 years old when they hired him.
Every compliment with her is a backhand.
Everyone. I think it's awesome. I love saying, like, wow, you've been here this long.
You've been there a long time, haven't you?
Because he was four when they hired him, Ron.
Precocious. That's illegal.
That's what they call it, precocious.
That's illegal. What is this, the 20s?
Oh, man. So since I've been there so long.
The 1920s, I meant. It is the 20s, actually.
It's fun to see the alumni come back. I do enjoy that. Yeah. And I do enjoy, you know, it's a family-friendly event. And so there's a lot of kids. And just you get a chance as a kid to go up to one of your favorite players and hand them a baseball, and they sign it, and you get to shake their hand. That's pretty cool.
Is Fredbird going to be there?
He will.
Is he going to be biting other people's heads?
I'm sure he will.
That really bothers me.
I don't know that Michael knows your story.
Why don't you tell him?
So when Ronj was a kid, he went to the Cardinals game.
Okay.
No. Fred Bird came to Granite City for an appearance.
Fred Bird came to Granite City.
Yeah.
And he walked over to Ronji and he bit his head like he does.
Got a photo of it.
And Ronj really took it to heart and thought that he didn't bite anyone's heads except for his. So he thought he was really special.
Turns out he does it to everybody.
Oh.
And so he feels, he thought he and Fred Bird had like a special
relationship.
We had
a special thing.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Apparently he bites the heads of other kids. And so anyway,
it hurts my feelings.
Ronj has felt a little sad ever since.
It still bothers him. I can tell.
Yeah, I think about it all the time. I think I woke up thinking about it today.
Remember when Fred Bird? I thought it was just me and Fred Bird. He's had commitment issues ever since.
Ever since.
He really has.
I cannot be in a relationship. I have no trust. Michael, can you do something about Fred Bird?
I will have a word with him.
All right.
Yeah. Well, 3-day admission tickets are $50 for fans age 16 and older, $25 for fans 4 to 15, and 3 and under are free. There will be, as you mentioned, over 50 players, alumni, and coaches will be on hand for the event, which at $50 a ticket, that's a dollar a celebrity. That's a pretty good rate.
That's not bad.
That's a great rate.
That's not bad. So cardinals.com/WWU, and you can get tickets. And again, some of the festivities are free to come in, the Q&A session, for example, but autographs, photos, that sort of thing, you will have to get tickets for. So,
that is correct.
Michael Hall, anything else you want people to know before we say goodbye?
Just we appreciate all the support of the fans over the years, and this year included. It's a family-friendly event. If you have looking for something to do this weekend and you don't already have tickets, come on out and see us.
And I will say, quick note, if you are thinking like, oh, maybe I'll buy some tickets, fans who purchase tickets by January 18th will automatically be entered to win a special early bird prize, a Hall of Fame prize pack, including autographed photos from Stan Musial, Red Shandies, and Lou Brock.
Oh.
That's kind of like, that's all the motivation you need to buy your tickets now.
Well, that's for our 50-50.
Oh, for the 50-50.
Yeah,
okay.
In the 50-50.
Okay, 50-50 tickets. Yeah.
But you have to get those when you're... Oh, you can get them, like she said, you can get them ahead of time, or you can buy them there.
You can buy them there. You can buy them ahead of time. You can buy them online now. So that's for our 50-50
that's
drawing.
That's the 50-50. Sorry, that's awesome.
All the information, cardinals.com/WWU. Michael Hall, Executive Director of Cardinals Care. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And good luck this weekend. We'll see you.
We'll see you Monday.
We will, again, Amy and I, broadcasting from 9 to 11 on Monday. We will be at Cardinals Nation, where our KMOX setup is. We'll be there ahead of inauguration programming here on KMOX.